Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, August 24th, 2018. I am your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Community Engagement Officer for IOM, Maxine Allen Esprit, encourages residents of St. Joseph to register for training under the IOM's Basic Carpentry Training Program. Jamaica's Central Bank Governor, Brian Winter, dismisses reports of planned devaluation. And Spain's socialist government has passed a decree to exhume the remains of the late fascist dictator Francisco Franco. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. More details to follow.
Stove broke down? At Courts, we've got one for you. Or how about a bigger TV to binge watch your favorite show? Family game night is more fun with one of the sets we've got. Or take your home fitness to the next level and find the perfect mattress to help you rest better. Plus, you can shop now and win $5,000. At Courts, we've got it all. Well, maybe not everything.
Hello, summer. Are you all set to play mass, go camping, or on that dream vacation? These activities can go by in a flash, and so can the money you have. Then that's when it hits you that you need to prepare for back to school. Don't wait until the bell rings. Prepare now by getting a back-to-school loan from Fast Cash for up to $15,000. Plus, every week you can win backpacks filled with school supplies. Let's get a good jump start on the new school year by playing it smart with a Fast Cash back-to-school loan. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Welcome back. In news this afternoon, newly appointed UWP candidate for the Casabruce constituency, Ernie Lawrence John Finn, has informed Q95 of her priorities for her constituency's development as the potential MP to replace Johnson Drygo in the next general elections.
My constituency, I want to focus on that. We have plans. I want to look at agriculture because agriculture I see it as a backbone of our economy. So I will definitely give some attention to that. We'll revitalize that industry. We will try to provide markets for farmers. We will support them financially, whatever way we can. We'll look at food processing because we have a lot of food that's going to waste. And if we only had a processing plant, we would make money out of that, and our crops would not be going to waste. And we look at education. It was Nelson Mandela who said the most effective tool that you can use to change the world is education. And I'm going to use education, educate my people, because I believe my people have been brainwashed. I believe they have been brainwashed, and we need to bring them back, bring their minds back, so they can see the right thing. Because now, you know, in Dominica, no, right is wrong and wrong is right. So we want to bring it back, let them see wrong is wrong and right is right. So we need to educate them. So we're going to focus on education.
Lawrence John Finn has also emphasized her team's interest in significantly developing sports in the Casabruce constituency as well as housing. She says the current construction being done near the playing field by the DLP-led government is not a move she would recommend.
We're going to look at sports. My constituency is big on sports. And Matt, you know we have one of the best, if not the best playing field on the island. You know that. And it hurts me. Mark you, I am not against housing. I do not want anybody to get the impression that I am against housing. I want housing for my people. But I am against the location where the current apartment building, they call it, is going to be built in Casabruce. I believe this area should be set aside for the expansion of the playing field, for a mini stadium, for a basketball court, for a netball court, but not for housing. There are many other areas in Casabruce where this apartment complex or whatever it is called should be built, not by the playing field. And every time I pass there and I see structure going up, it hurts me because I know our children. We have students representing Dominica nationally, cricket, football. We need that area so we can develop the skills of our children.
You've just heard newly appointed United Workers Party candidate for the Cassie-Bruce constituency, Ernie Lawrence John Finn. In a press release sent to Q95 News on Friday, Shine Union Limited, one of Dominica's leading department stores, reopens its doors at the Prevost Cinema today, August 24th, 2018, 11 months after Hurricane Maria. According to the mall manager, Vanessa Prevost, Shine Union has been the anchor store at the Prevost Cinema for over 12 years. Since Hurricane Maria, hundreds of Shine Union customers have been asking, when is Shine Union reopening? Well, as of today, Friday, Shine Union is open. Shine Union now has both a ground floor and an upper floor. Its main entrance will be at the front of the mall on Old Street, but there will also be an entrance through the courtyard on Kennedy Avenue. This is Q95 News. Community Engagement Officer for IOM, Maxine Allen Esprey, is encouraging all residents in St. Joseph interested in carpentry work to register for training under the IOM's Basic Carpentry Training Program. IOM Dominica and Habitat for Humanity Trinidad and Tobago have partnered to provide basic carpentry training for interested persons in the Commonwealth of Dominica. The training is offered in collaboration with the Youth Development Division to increase the availability of semi-skilled local labor on the island to meet the current demand in the rebuilding process. Training sessions will be held in the west and the northeast where IOM currently works. The sessions will run for 2 weeks to provide the basic knowledge and hands-on experience necessary.
For the introduction to basic carpentry training, we are doing registration in the communities where IOM currently works, through the village councils, through our community mobilizers, through the youth development officers, and also through our hotline, as always, is open for information and for registration. Our hotline, just in case anybody does not know, is 2850794. So you can call or WhatsApp that number and we will take your information or we will answer any questions that you might have. The training, we've started off in St. Joseph as the first community, so that is currently ongoing. It's a 2-week program and the first week is in workshop with an introduction to tools, introduction to measurements, a little discussion about shelter safety and the building codes, some soft skills as well, and actual practical building a model roof in the workshop. The second week is on the field working with one of IOM's teams, providing them support. And so week one is sort of a theoretical plus hands-on, and week two is putting it into practice.
Speaking to Q95 News on Friday, Allen Esprey says the organization is open to train persons who are interested only in the theoretical part of the training, as well as those who are seeking to be employed under the IOM.
Now, we are doing the first session now, which is in St. Joseph, and what we're finding is that people are coming for different reasons. So we have 19 participants, I think, in this first one. Mm-hmm. Some are there. There's one, for instance, who's an engineer. There's another who's an experienced carpenter. They are there to sort of brush up on the technical and theoretical and practical as well, get the exposure to the building codes, be able to discuss it and look into it. There are others who, there's a nail technician, for instance, who is looking to pick up skills of her own so that she can help herself. She's not necessarily looking for employment in the field. And then we have some young men who are looking directly for employment. They're looking to place themselves to come on to IOM team. So some people, we are finding, some people are not necessarily interested in going onto the field to work with the teams, and others are. So we are being flexible and looking at how do we, you know, we can do that. So if out of a group of 20, you know, 10 say, look, we are interested in employment and we want to go on the field, the others say, no, we just want to deal with the technical, the theoretical aspect, then we can work that. So we're still flexible.
Community Engagement Officer for IOM, speaking to Q95 News, Maxine Allen Esprit. In more news, Manager of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, DCSL, Mr. Nicholas George. In their annual scholarship award ceremony held on August 23rd, says that the league is looking to rebuild bigger and better, both economically as well as socially. He says that the DCSL is continuing to aid in Dominica's socio-economic development by investing in not only the general public, but also the youth and the educational sector. Mr. Belfield says that the league is extremely proud of the continued support they've given, especially after Hurricane Maria, because they too are in the rebuilding process. As a result of this, he says that the league is looking to continue to spearhead in the national rebuilding efforts.
For us at the league, it's with extreme privilege that we can play such a role. Over the years, we have been contributing to national development, not only through scholarships, but also as the apex body. We give guidance to the credit unions and also provide advocacy on their behalf. For us, this is a very special moment, and we're happy to be able to have this moment after having gone through Hurricane Maria. You will notice that almost everybody in the country was affected by the passage of Hurricane Maria, and presently the league is even in its rebuilding phase. We have just demolished our office building, which was severely impacted, and we're looking to also rebuild and to rebuild resiliently. But just like how we're looking to rebuild resiliently our infrastructure, we're also looking to rebuild from a national perspective. And that is why the league as an apex body for the credit unions is so important, because the credit union represent the largest financial institution in the country. We represent more than 50% of lending in the financial sector.
Okay, and that was Mr. Belfield speaking on behalf of the manager of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, Mr. Nicholas George. Belfield says that it is significant the league takes front line in the assisting not only the youth, but also their members as well. He says that the league is proud to share this vision with the next generation of leaders of Dominica.
And so for us, it is critically important that we play a decisive role in national building, in economic growth and development, and for us to also spearhead the recovery efforts. Of course, some of our affiliates would have been affected and exposed by the withdrawal of Ross University. And just like any other financial institution, we have to find ways to mitigate against that. But most importantly, we have to find ways to assist our members, some of whom would have been affected by the withdrawal through having their businesses curtailed. Some of them would have had apartments emptied. Some of them would have lost employment. And I don't know how many of you would have gone up to Portsmouth since, but it's almost like a ghost town. And so for us, it is with heartwarming and really with a deep sense of national pride that we can have this ceremony here this morning and to share with the next crop of national leaders how is it that we are going to spearhead the growth and development of Dominica.
Mr. Belfield shared some positive advice to the youth, encouraging them to keep striving and keep their heads up.
I'm particularly excited as a young person myself to actually see the faces here, and especially to hear from our past scholarship holders who would have been sitting in the seat just like you and would have been nervous at their at the sign and the sight of having to start secondary school. And you look at them now and they seem as though they were made overnight, but I think they went through the grinds of it. And so really just to encourage you, the present scholarship holders, this year we made another significant decision as a board and as management to see how is it that we can help you to do what is it that you want to do. We're going to provide you the support. You just need to keep your head on. Thank you very much.
And that was executive member of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, Mr. Belfield. Meantime, president of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, Mrs. Josephine Dublin, says that the league is looking to ensure the future generation of leaders and their parents would not have to worry about the financial strain and place maximum focus on their studies. She says that the league's intention is to maintain the many principles they stand on. The presentation is a tangible representation of two of those principles, being educational training and information, as well as concerns for the community.
As was said earlier on, this support that the league provides is to really ensure that students receive the financial support so that they don't have to worry about that and therefore concentrate on their studies. Hence, that's why the word student comes from. It means that your job is to study. We look after making sure you get your uniforms and you get to school on time, and your job now is to just study. Study does not necessarily mean being in a book all the time. There are many forms, many ways in which you can learn. So go out and enjoy your high school career, but also come out as successful. Truly, this presentation is a tangible demonstration of our commitment to two of our cooperative principles. One, education, training, and information. And two, concern for the community.
President of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, Mrs. Josephine Dublin. This is Q95 News. In the value of about $1 million, works to replace the sewage line, which runs across the Dominica-China Friendship Bridge in the city, is expected to commence soon. And this is according to General Manager of the Dominica Water and Sewage Company, Dowasco, Bernard Etinoff. He says that there are other plans as well to run other sewage line repairs in other strategic locations.
We are part of the Ministry of Public Works, Water Resource Management, Ports at this point in time. And so we have the advantage of being privy to a lot of discussions that are ongoing. And we are consulted on every step of the way as to the developments taking place. And we are given time to, if necessary, shift our infrastructure. As you might have observed some time ago, we had pipes on the Isilo Black Bridge, across the bridge, and we had to bury those pipes at the bottom of the river so that works on the bridge could continue. So we have that constant liaison with the ministry, the rest of the ministry, and so we take care of our infrastructure before actual work begins so that you won't have our pipes being broken because of excavation and so on. In the event that something happens, we always have somebody who is in constant liaison with the contractors or with the ministry who will quickly address those needs as well. We do have some works to undertake at the Dominica-China Friendship Bridge, and that is the sewage line that runs across the bridge there at the bottom, across the river there really, and the bottom of the river. It was replaced after Tropical Storm Erica, but again destroyed by Hurricane Maria. We have estimates now for just about $1 million to replace that, and we are discussing now with our contractor. We did invite contractors to submit bids. We couldn't receive one bid, so we are negotiating with that contractor to get the works done pretty quickly.
General Manager of the Dominica Water and Sewage Company, Dowasco, Bernard Etinoff. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, has dismissed reports that the central bank is devaluing the Jamaican dollar as part of plans to increase the inflation rate. It is absolutely not true, and it takes you down a wrong path if you believe that's what we are actually doing. We are not doing that, Winter emphasized. He was speaking at a press briefing held recently where official correspondence from the BOJ outlining the factors resulting in Jamaica's inflation target shortfall as at June 2018 was released. In September 2017, the government set a medium-term inflation target of 4.0% to 6.0% to be achieved and maintained by the BOJ from April 2018 onwards. However, between April and June 2018, the 12-month rate fell below the lower 4% band. And Spain's socialist government has passed a decree to exhume the remains of the late fascist dictator Francisco Franco from a huge mausoleum near Madrid. The Valley of the Fallen, 50 kilometers from Madrid, was created by the dictator who died in 1975. Today, the site is seen as glorifying his victory in the 1936-1939 Civil War. Gianfranco's family opposes the reburial plan. It is not clear where the remains will go, but the decree is expected to be approved by Parliament. The Valley of the Fallen is also the resting place of about 37,000 dead from the Civil War soldiers from both sides. Far-right supporters of Franco pay homage to him at the site. That's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Community Engagement Officer for IOM, Maxine Allen Esprit, encourages residents of St. Joseph to register for training under the IOM's Basic Carpentry Training Program. Jamaica's Central Bank Governor Brian Winter dismisses reports of planned devaluation. And Spain's socialist government has passed a decree to exhume the remains of the late fascist dictator Francisco Franco. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and of course DSC Successors Limited, or DSP Successors Limited. I am Richie Farrell with the Q95 News Team, wishing you a very pleasant afternoon.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.